is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red. When his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I learned. Your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflaged like army suits. But I can see it more clear, cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world. Go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck. Sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world, the shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, CG United Insurance, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Central Bank, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Laugh Fest, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Wednesday edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty Indie Company right up until 6 p.m. on this Tuesday edition. This isn't being fancy. This Tuesday, but it's Laugh Fest week, boy. It could only be. I'm trying to be ahead of myself. But yeah, it is the Tuesday edition, and we got it hooked up for you. We definitely got a fully loaded show for you today. All right? And of course, you know, we got to start it off making sure your mind's right. You know, I don't like to get it started without knowing you're in a good place. So we're going to leave the work stress at work, the almost back to school stress of waiting on your home at home, and we'll go from there. But I got it up for grabs for you to set it off. We got KFC hooking it up for you. You got the Platinum Experience for Laugh Fest. You know, I took names last week. I'm going to do a drawing on Thursday with all of those names for the big Platinum Experience. The winner and five of their friends, platinum style at Laugh Fest. But KFC, not to be outdone, they hooking you and three of your friends up today with a platinum experience of your own at Laugh Fest and a KFC party bucket to go along with that. So that's what you're playing for today. And yes, people, you need to get your Laugh Fest tickets. They're available for you exclusively at Fusion Superplex. Real simple. Log on, FusionSuperplex.com, FusionSuperplex.com. Click on movies. Go to Friday if you went to Friday show. Go to Saturday if you went to Saturday show. You can purchase your tickets online, or you can go to Fusion, purchase from the box office. All right? Tickets are moving fast. Limited VIP for both shows. Tickets are moving fast. All right? So cop your tickets. Get your tickets. They're moving. All right? So that's the power of online purchasing as well. All right? And we're looking good for all shows. Tickets are moving, but like I say, you still got a chance to pick which show you want. Friday, 9 p.m., Saturday, two shows, 7:30 and 9:30. So you definitely want to check it out. Headliner Bodacious, feature comedian Cisco Duran, and of course, 242's funniest, Daskway, BJ, Shad Fur, yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. Tickets are 40 for the general, 60 for the VIP. Available exclusively at Fusion Superplex. All right? Now, here's how you get it in. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. Those are your numbers, all right? Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow Channel 612. Okay? That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. Here you go. You know we're doing KFC trivia for these. Real easy. When was the first KFC location opened? Or where was the first KFC location opened? Where was the first KFC location opened? You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. You get it in, you get it right, you can get hooked up. As a matter of fact, you need to give me, no, wrong again. Y'all need to listen, Bahamas. I say, where was the first KFC location opened? We know we did yesterday, 1967. Was the date? I want to know, where was the first KFC location opened? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, my brother?
Radio. I have two answers, but I can go with Mark.
Wrong.
That must be Robinson Road then. All right.
Wrong again.
All right, then.
Think about it and call me back. Have a good one, my brother. Good to hear from you. All right, so as you try to get the answers in, we're going to get up into headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now, both locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online. Then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. But let's see what's up blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Boy, you all, look here, you all Broadway. Oh, Lord, you all broad. Texas, I get to you all in a minute. Don't distract me. All right. Big headlines today, though, in The Guardian. Bell, survivors' work permits to be canceled. The work permits of two of the survivors of Sunday's alleged human smuggling operation that resulted in the deaths of at least 17 Haitian migrants will be canceled, and they likely will face repatriation, Minister of Immigration Keith Bell said today. Two of the individuals were in possession of work permits, Bell said outside of cabinet. We are now reviewing as to what we will do in respect to that. Standard policy is those work permits would be canceled immediately and they would face repatriation. So let's see where that goes. All of this still stemming out. Is this just posturing by Mr. Bell, or are we going to follow through with this? Is this going to become the precedent when we have incidents like this, or things that stem off of incidents like this? Is that the route we're going to take? Other headlines. Story by Jasper Ward. Haitian smuggling probe expands. A third Bahamian man was arrested in connection with an alleged human smuggling operation that resulted in the deaths of at least 17 Haitian migrants early Sunday morning. According to police, the man was apprehended at a home in central New Providence shortly after 9 p.m. on Sunday. A 39-year-old Bahamian man and a 48-year-old Bahamian man were arrested after they were rescued with 23 other people after the vessel they were traveling on capsized off New Providence shortly after 1 a.m. on Sunday. Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe said authorities intend to examine the full extent of the operation. All right, let's read more on that in a minute. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, Naughty.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Calling to answer the question.
Okay, what you got for me today?
Is it in Kentucky?
No.
No? Okay. Bye.
Think about it. Google again and call me back. Where you want them Laugh Fest tickets? Go. Hurry. Try me back. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, tell me what you know that Google don't know. Tell me.
Tell you what Google don't know? Will you tell me? Tell me what you got.
Because Google is saying the first KFC location is Mackey Street, 1967.
But we established that yesterday. KFC here in the Bahamas was Mackey Street, 1967. I asked where the first KFC was located.
It is saying the first KFC. It is saying first.
No. I'm not talking, I said the first KFC location. Where was it? The first.
It is saying the first.
You saying the first in the Bahamas. I'm asking for the first. Y'all didn't listen. I said the first. Where the first one was anywhere in the world. The first one.
No, sir. You're a Bahamian talk show host, not an international talk show host. Get it right.
Well, listen to me. If you wasn't listening yesterday, you'd have been right yesterday. You're only 24 hours late. The answer yesterday was Mackey Street, 1967. You're just 24 hours behind.
You should have said internationally.
I said, listen, Bahamas, I read the question how they sent it to me. Where was the first KFC location opened? Now, if I was here and I Googled it and I saw Mackey Street, 1967, I'd be like, hey, that was the question they asked yesterday. So why are they asking the question 2 days in a row? Let me Google where the first KFC location was open. And now somebody, boom. Thank you very much. For the person who just texted in, Salt Lake City, Utah, you are absolutely correct. The texter who just texted in, last number 6713, you late. Because this texter, I'm reading it right now as you texted in. Salt Lake City, Utah. That's where it was the first KFC location. Salt Lake City, Utah. And to the caller who called in, all upset. I already know you're going to have to watch me roast your Miami Heat jersey and line my grill with that in short order. But don't get your knickers in a knot because you didn't listen, right? I asked yesterday, where was the first location in the Bahamas? Mackey Street, 1967. Today I asked, where was the first KFC location? And on top of that, these Laugh Fest tickets, you and three of your friends getting the Platinum Experience and a bucket of chicken. I'm just going to give it to you or give it to you. You got to earn it. Now listen, before you all want to get all legalese, No, sir. You see, I don't think KFC Corporate is going to send me the wrong answer. Okay? The first KFC store was in Salt Lake City, Utah. Now you can, y'all Texas, I love the coldness of y'all. Y'all can now tell me that KFC Corporate wrong with their own history. I done tell you, y'all can inspire me to commit a crime and I can let all of my Texas represent me and I can beat the case. I could beat the case because when y'all don't get a prize, y'all become the best legal eagles in the history of the world. So to that person who texted me, yeah. Okay. So there you go. And don't try to get on semantics, okay? Because I read you the question, okay? I'm trying to switch it up. Thank you. And for the person who said that Sanders started serving chicken inside a gas station, that's absolutely correct. But there was no restaurant. He was just serving it in a basket. And that's a little hint for another question you might get this week. And they would wheel it into the front. And she texted, guess what? I have been to Corbin, Kentucky, as I've been to Bowling Green, Kentucky, Paducah, Kentucky, Prestonsburg, Kentucky, Ashland, Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, all because of my stand-up comedy career. And since we're talking Kentucky, do you know that Bowling Green, Kentucky is the only place in America where they make the Corvette? Google that too. The only place where the Corvette is made in America, Bowling Green, Kentucky. Yes. Now, with that being said, I'm going to let some of y'all in your feelings text us. Get out your feelings. Listen, it's not his technically his first restaurant. Selling chicken at the gas station is selling chicken at the gas station. A restaurant says KFC or Colonel Sanders chicken in the bag, whatever. Separate entity, that's your restaurant, that's your location. See? And now you want a semi-platinum table or at least half a bucket of chicken for your contributions. You might be in the luck with that bucket of chicken, brother. I ain't giving no half a platinum table. I ain't having it. All right. So I have my winner. Winner, text me your name, please. 6713. Text me your name so I can get you hooked up and let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Would you beat Nadi Gambo, Nadi?
Whatever I want to.
I'm glad you recognize that Miami Heat voice.
I know it anywhere. You like Pearly. Annoying voices, I don't forget.
I hope you remember that bet me and Pearly made with you on the Miami Dolphins.
It's Pearly. And yes, I already have, I'm going to actually get some hickory wood chips from North Carolina sent down. So when I line the grill with your Dolphin jerseys, then I'm going to put the hickory on top.
All right.
We're going to do some brisket. We could do some drunk chicken. I can let you all eat with me afterwards.
Do you remember the details of that bet?
Yeah, and if you all should happen to somehow win, I have to broadcast my show for 2 hours from Rawson Square Ring Dolphin Paraphernalia.
That's correct, sir.
Right. And now since you want to, I think I'm going to add a little caveat to it. I'm going to keep one of those Dolphin jerseys, and I'm not going to line the grill. And I'm going to feast. And after I feast, I'm going to use that as toilet tissue.
What?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yeah, so you're getting a 2-for-1 out of me. We lining the grill, I'm using the Dolphin jersey for toilet tissue. Don't squeeze the Charmin. I'm winning that bet, bro.
Okay, we'll see.
And I'll give you all a chance halfway through to get out of it, because I'm a gentleman.
No. You know Bauer knows my brother. We can stay right with that.
All right. Anyhow, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I know voice, man. I know the voice. You ain't gonna ever let me off the hook. You always call me.
You know that.
Be safe, my brother.
All right, you too.
Yeah, man. All right, let's go to the break, Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, we're going to check out the Buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And there's one thing I'm dealing with the Buzz. It could be quick today, y'all could chime in right after that. Then we get up into Global Warming, brought to you by KFC. Once eating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. And that'll all be followed up by, the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break and Cuban Willie's numerology report. All coming up on the flip side of the break, right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with 2 thighs, 3 legs, and 3 whole wings, fried to golden perfection, plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or 4 buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
It's regatta time again with Sand Dollar and the Rollville Development Association in Exuma for the 78th Rollville Regatta and Homecoming. All roads lead to Exuma, July the 28th through August 1st for Sand Dollar giveaways all weekend. Get ready for live performances, gospel night, battle of the DJs, boat sailing, mixology competition, and so much more. Come and hang out with the Sand Dollar team to learn about the Bahamian digital dollar. Use Sand Dollar at the regatta site to avoid having to worry about cash. Check out www.sanddollar.bs for more information about the digital dollar.
Wise Guy Entertainment and the Beam Agency, in association with Tropical Gyros, presents the 15th annual Laugh Fest. Laugh now, cry later, live at Fusion Superplex. Starring your headliner, fresh off tour with DL Hughley and backed by popular demand, Bodacious. Get ready for your feature comedian, Cisco Duran.
I'll tell you right now, that's what fat people do, okay? Fat people look at other fat people and we judge each other, all right? I saw the way you looked at me when I got on stage. Like, you looked at me, it was like, oh my God. Hey, baby, I'm not that fat, right? Jesus Christ.
And get ready for some of the 242's funniest comedians, Das Quay, BJ, and Shad Fur. All hosted by the Bahamian King of Comedy, Naughty. 2 big shows. Friday, July 29th and Saturday, July 30th at Fusion Superplex. General admission, $40. Limited VIP, $60. Tickets go on sale Monday, July 18th at Fusion Superplex. Laugh Fest 2022, brought to you by the Platinum Sponsors, Fine Threads, John Shoes, and KFC Nassau.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend iced coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads continues right here, right now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And, of course, 4:36 p.m. is the time. Let me get up into the buzz. And this is all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And, of course, you know, when you shop at John Shoes, make sure to fill out your receipt. Put it in a box. We got a big drawing coming up at both John's locations for Laugh Fest 2022 Platinum Experience. You and three of your friends going to get a table courtesy of John's. So keep on listening out, you know, for Laugh Fest updates, but get into John's, get your shopping on. Ladies, you know you got to get your shoes from John's. You know what I mean? Be on point. Fill out the form, put it in the box, and you and three of your friends could be going to Laugh Fest, experiencing it platinum style, courtesy of John's Shoes. All right? And John's, in addition to all your footwear, fast fashions, workwear, back to school, all right? They now have small home appliances and accessories as well. Small home appliances and cookware as well to go along with that for you. So to all the goodness that they're known for, add those home appliances on there as well. And check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All right. And remember, with John's, serving you is a pleasure. But there's one thing that I got to talk about today in the buzz, and it's jumping out all over the place. I mean, and it had people aghast this morning, and I'm looking at the headline out of the Guardian, story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. PM says he's part of CARICOM group that will try to solve Haiti's gang problem. Air brakes. Now, Mr. Prime Minister, you know I haven't said a word as you've globetrotted, being one of the poster boys for global warming, not a problem, and for climate change, and speaking on the dangers of global warming and climate change and how to protect our nation. Hey, I have no problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is I don't want you to get caught up with all the bright lights. I don't want you to get caught up with all the photo ops and lose focus. I'm glad you're part of a group from CARICOM that will try to solve Haiti's gangs problem. But I strongly suggest, Mr. Prime Minister, you start at home. We have a huge damn gang problem here that's been going on for 20, 30 years. You're well aware of it. You know the players in the game. Let's eradicate that. Let's curb that. Let's eliminate that. Let's solve our gang problem. To the point where you got gangsters killing each other in friendly fire, rolling up to kill one individual and killing, you know, part of the crew by mistake in gang-related activities. But yet you want to solve the gang problem in Haiti. Now, if I took the former prime minister to task for shedding tears for Dominica before he shed tears for the Bahamas, well, I got to carry you to task too. Come on, Mr. Davis. Be brave enough to solve the gang problem in your own country before you start elsewhere, because doesn't charity start at home first? Haven't we lost enough young men, senselessly, generations of Bahamian males, especially, to the gang culture and the violence? Now, maybe you want to solve, you know, the gang problem in Haiti because, you know, you went on the campaign trail and you were so open-armed. So, you know, we are Haitian and of Bahamian descent, and Bahamians are Haitian descent. And so maybe they think it's like an invitation to come here in the process. That's why we got so many, you know, migrants coming, which is not a problem, but we do have them coming through our waters. And we have people, Bahamians, taking advantage, shamelessly taking advantage of the situation. So who's to say, you know, that all this is not tied up into stuff that just emanated off the election trail? Because we're seeing the same characters involved. The gangsters, hey, they ain't checking. We could see that yesterday. The migrants ain't checking. It starts at home, Mr. PM. Protect our borders first. Rescue our young men from the gang culture first. Then help where and when we can. But help at home first. You was doing good with your climate change stuff. I still give you props for that, but I got to gink you on this one because this don't make no sense. None. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, good evening, Nadi. What's going on, Gardner? Come on, I'm tired of this behemoth media capping for the greedy conservatives, man. You know what I mean? This greedy conservative system that we live in.
What they capping on now?
I mean, like everybody just wholeheartedly supporting conservatism. You know, have no concern for the poor in the world. You know, you're talking about the prime minister. Talks about gangs and Haiti. What about the facts of conservatism that create the gangs in Haiti and throughout the world? You know what I'm saying? It's like, what's going on?
If we're dealing with the gang culture, Gardner, if that's part of it, then we got to look to eradicate that as well. Because obviously you got to look at the head and then take out the body.
You know, because of poverty. That's why it happens. You know, we have we give all excuse in the world.
Gangs happen because of poverty, like you say, and opportunity too. Because there's always one opportunistic person ready to, you know, get that whole crew fired up to take care of their ways and means first.
And like the immigration issue in Haiti, people migrating because of poverty, not because of gangs.
Agreed.
That's what I'm saying. People dying. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get to the United States,
Gardner, I don't want you to misconstrue my point. I was making two points there.
No, I'm not saying you. I mean the Prime Minister.
Oh, okay, yeah. Agreed. We got to start at home.
Then, you know, we have this number man in the Bahamas who could jump on. He could go Haiti and have a private plane that he could fly out in the event of any. You know what I'm saying? Issue. You see, and then he's talking about exploiting Haitian labor. You know, but we have an issue in the Bahamas where we have problems with financing our sporting industry.
Our programs and so on and forth. Yeah, right. And other industries that behave is a good end.
These things should be supported. Should be dealt with by a numbers industry, but what is he doing in the numbers industry? Exploiting labor in Haiti? Come on, man! What's the excuse for that? You know. So and we afraid. The media's afraid to speak the truth to these numbers power, any powers. You know. But anyway, man.
I got you, Gardner. There's some good points which you're making. I got a couple other calls coming in. But I agree, man. It starts with those who are financing it and behind it.
The rich man exploiting the poor man, and that's the issue. We have healthcare issues, right? We don't want to address it. We want to talk with national insurance and the like, and national insurance is supposed to take care of healthcare, too. We don't want to be taxed because the rich man is saying that the poor people, they're doing bad because they're not educated. You know, are they lazy or something like that? Like, they got to pull themselves up from their own bootstraps. So, come on, man. We need to be taxing this country until we can take care of the needs of the country, the weak among us. And they have an issue with that. Thank you.
All right, now be safe. All right, let's go to the next four. All right, well, I get some of what Gardner's saying, you know. Gardner's be misunderstood sometimes. He makes some good points in between, and you know, he got some other radical points too. That's what made Gardner Gardner. Let's go to the phone lines. Naughty, I don't agree with Gardner. It's not all poverty. It's a multifaceted personal responsibility is lacking. Lawlessness and disorder because of lack of education, etc. Education is free, my brother. We all need to get some help in ourselves where and when we can. Here's another one. Naughty, please tell our PM to stay home and deal with our gangs and also border protection. All right. So, let me ease into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break now. You've heard what we talked about on the buzz. All right. And before I get to the buzz, though, let me get to the global warming. My apologies. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, let me remind you, man, big things popping at KFC. Okay? Yeah, man. You know today is Tuesday. Hey. All right, so you got to get in. It's all about Crazy Tuesdays. All right, that's definitely a good look. Tuesdays has got 10 times crazier at KFC. Satisfy all your KFC fried chicken cravings to one low price. Enjoy 10 pieces of KFC chicken, thighs, legs, and wings for only $20. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. And don't forget the drive-thru open until midnight and frying so you can get your finger licking on until midnight. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Right here, my brother. Great show as usual.
Thank you, man. Jeff, what's going on?
Let me just hit on Gardner for a second. You know, Gardner today has raised so many very, very poignant, you know, suggestions and questions. And we cannot just allow them just to fly over our heads like that. Whereas I agree that part of the issue is the gang culture in this country is by, you know, poverty. Playing a significant part. Like you so rightly said, it's also opportunities because you have persons exploiting the boy as it pertains to poverty and seeing the niches in there and then taking advantage of those opportunities and the people who are involved in it. So that is an issue that should be solved. As far as the Prime Minister is concerned, however, I believe in order for you to address the issue in another jurisdiction, you got to get the issue solved in your jurisdiction. So when you go, then you speak.
You can speak from a case of experience.
You can act effectively that you have curbed or quelled the issue that is in your own hometown. So I can't see, you know, even though he is perhaps one of the persons who are going to serve on the board. But we got to really get serious about the issue here in this country. Let's solve here first. Or let's do it in concert that while you're over there solving that, you also get an intelligence, which I'm not saying that they lack the intelligence on the ground here anyway, but let's use this intelligence to fix what's going on here as well.
I totally agree, man. If we know it's creating a problem, let's get to it and remedy it.
It's a big problem. And let me close on this one point. We look at this gang activity as being a low-level thing. My brother, somebody's capitalizing on this. Yep.
Oh, yes.
High.
Like I always say, follow the money. Follow the money.
So let's be very succinct and very serious about this and call it for what it is. Thanks for taking
All right, Jeff. Appreciate you, brother. All right, real quick, all courtesy of KFC now. So here's your global woman coming at you real quick. 30% of people say they never have a recommendation from a server at a restaurant. All right? So they'll eat whatever they want. They ain't going to listen to no server. Don't take their advice. They probably could booby trap you. All right. What else is going on around the globe and around the topic? Joni Mitchell performed at the Newport Folk Festival in Rhode Island on Sunday, where she joined Brandi Carlile to perform a selection of her most enduring classics. This was her first full show since 2000. Had a brain aneurysm in 2015. Glad to see her back doing her thing. Adele has rescheduled her Las Vegas residency. She'll be there starting in November, running through March next year. Martha Stewart announced that the deaths of her six pet peacocks, who met their demise over the weekend due to some hungry coyotes. Ah, Lord. And finally, Kid Rock was supposed to perform at North Dakota State Fair last Friday, but canceled at the last minute due to high winds. Some of his fans weren't too thrilled about it and started trashing the concert area until police were called in. That's a wrap right there on your Global Warming, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Quick break, flip side of the break. Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up. Don't touch it.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry dragon fruit, peach passion fruit, and the new mango pineapple. Sip an ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed.
Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Your Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
It's regatta time again with Sand Dollar and the Rollville Development Association in Exuma for the 78th Rollville Regatta and Homecoming. All roads lead to Exuma, July the 28th through August 1st for Sand Dollar giveaways all weekend. Get ready for live performances, gospel night, battle of the DJs, boat sailing, mixology competition, and so much more. Come and hang out with the Sand Dollar team to learn about the Bahamian Digital Dollar. Use Sand Dollar at the regatta site to avoid having to worry about cash. Check out www.sanddollar.bs for more information about the digital dollar.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the full box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads continues right now. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Tuesday edition continues. 4:53 p.m. is the time. I don't think our government and some of our citizens realize or acknowledge the problem of illegal migration. If you don't know who or what is happening on your country, or who or what is happening in your country, how can you solve it? We don't catch all of the illegals and certainly don't have a true count. So a lot of good questions being brought up today, man. A lot of good stuff. Let's go to this caller real quick. I know they're hanging on before the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, good afternoon, Noddy.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't want to comment on the illegal migration issue because, you know, most countries successful are cosmopolitan cities, right? But
yeah.
The thing is, you know, I wanted a statement that Gardner made, and Gardner was not juxtaposing poverty with lack of education, but he's saying that's what the rich saying. And so the rich always would look down at the poor. We have adopted this snobitude from our slave masters, right? House nigger, field nigger. I don't care what they say.
Right.
Now, the situation is poverty has nothing to do with education because basic education, right? Like I spent some time in Florida, and my old man running this, and I used to go over there, and I had Cuban friends. And I used to notice they would fix anything. They would convert this into a dump truck, and they would do all these things.
Oh, yeah, nah. Listen, man, you know Cubans, look, remember they took a whole 1957 Fred Sanford pickup truck, put it on 20 bars to make it float, and made it to the Florida Keys. And made it to the Keys.
But just to give you an idea of how we have all been engineered to believe that people were rich before college, and this is what they do to enrich America and have everybody spend 100 to 300 grand to go to these Ivy Leagues. Education is good, right? But let's say a plumber, a fisherman, I have a friend who's an auto, who's do body work, and he's making it, you know, and so even a plumber, an electrician. So what I'm saying is, Even a farmer, if you had a mango grove, an avocado grove, if you was 19, 20, if you had a vision. So poverty is a vision and also oppression. So there's a number of reasons for poverty. You can't just look at poverty. It's a multifaceted construct because you have different places in the world. In India, they have a caste system. So most people, they just yap. And also, one of our problems is we like to fight down one another on the plantation, right, Naughty? Yeah, somebody told Juan that 52 Juan praises, right? But if they understand, they don't even know me. I ride a bicycle. I have a roster here. I don't call my what you think about. What praises could I want if I bring the truth to the people? But I am in the same posture as this mindless, buckless sheep, right? You ever hear me call my name on this radio station, Naughty?
Nope.
So how could a number Juan praises?
Yeah.
He's a fool, man. I didn't even get time to work with these people. I put out the truth. I want the truth to gain recognition, not me.
See, let me tell you something. Always when it come to you, 52, you remind me of something that Pac said.
But they don't know me.
But and let me just finish my point. You're probably familiar with this, too. Pac had a saying that said, look here, I might not be the one to start the revolution or spark the change, but I may be the one to plant the seed.
Yeah, but this is why I tell you, Marty, so when you put your scientists on the radio, you have a bunch of haters. I mean, if I call in the radio show...
But hold on, 52, this is my show. If I deem you my official scientist and my official... That's my show.
Yeah, but not...
And who don't like it, I don't care. You contribute to my show, and I appreciate it.
I was hoping that on the plantation, right? Thank Aaron for reminding us this is a plantation, that they would recognize the truth and not where it's coming from. Previously, over the years, the message that I carry is above me and them. If people were listening to me, I would have already saved lives. Did you see the news flash where the 5-year-old or the preschooler fell out after the vaccination? Did you see that?
Recently here?
It's on the internet. A 5-year-old just fought. What I'm saying, and these fools still pushing this. Oh, no, listen to me. Everything cooler. Listen to me. Lack of objectivity.
It's going to kill all of us. That's why me and you could agree to disagree and me and you are right with me because we believe in objectivity. So, yeah.
But God is pushing some real thing, too. See, because...
Yeah, God, listen.
You don't want to look out for the poor. See, but most people, they don't understand eugenics, but they realize it's to get rid of the poor. But they have to do it insidiously.
Right, and they can't do it just one fell swoop. It's a systematic process.
Listen, no, they didn't read so much books and have so much different outlooks. And then I could get to the best of them. What I'd really like to do is, I gotta ask Dr. Archer to bring on Dr. McCullough again for these mindless people who on the plantation trying to fight. I carry a message. It's not about me, you sheep. Bless it.
Yeah, man. And listen, as long as Gardner Corlin don't tell me to support the smugglers, I good with Gardner. Gardner all right with me. I accept him for all and sundry, including him being a Celtic. He all right with me. All right, you know who else all right with me? Cuban Willie, man. Let's go to Cuban Willie's immigration report. I got it lined up for you right now. Not immigration report, numerology report. He used to do the immigration report. He retired from that. Does numbers now for the Island Game. And, of course, you know the Island Game doing big things. They got Percy's pension plan going on. 13 pensions worth over $244,000 up for grabs. You can win $1,000 a week for one winner for a year, $500 a week for two winners, $400 a week for two winners, $300 a week for two winners, $250 a week for two winners, and $200 a week for four winners for a year. All right? All in Percy's pension plan. All you got to do is go to theislandgame.com, sign up, get your account if you don't have one, make a deposit of $20 on your account, and every $20 deposit you make, you're going to get an entry in Percy's pension plan. All right? So stay playing, and good luck. Play responsibly, and let's see what Cuban is today. Cuban Willie, where you at, buddy?
Wepa, buenos tardes, good afternoon, everybody. Soy yo, Cuban Willie, and today, you know, I have the numerology for you, courtesy of the Island Game and Percy's pension plan. And listen, baby, listen to the numbers because they're very good today, okay? I wake up at 4 in the morning because of the rain and the thunder and the lightning. I had to put down 4 buckets, okay, to stop the rain coming from the roof of the house. And while I was putting down the buckets, I see the lightning strike 4 times, 4 different places, not the same time, 4 times, but 4 different places. So today's number in the 3 world is the 444, the 444, okay? 4 for the 4 in the morning, 4 for the 4 buckets, and 4 for the 4 lightning. Go ahead and play that right now and win with the Island Game, okay? And Percy's pension plan. Until tomorrow, stay playing and stay running, my friends.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
There it is. Check it out. Move. If you got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all like Detroit Red. When his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn. Your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear, cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They have their own weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about. Get it.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, CG United Insurance, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Central Bank, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Laugh Fest, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:08 p.m. is the time. Down the home stretch we come. We're into the, you know, the home stretch. All right. And listen, we got to kick it off with Today in Sports. Yeah. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. Like I say, well worth the trip out there to the 04 Shopping Plaza. Give them a buzz. See what they got going on for you all week long. 377-7776. All right. Let's check out Today in Sports History. All brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. On this day in sports history, July 26, 2022. In 1859, the first intercollegiate regatta was held in Worcester, Massachusetts, with Harvard beating Yale and Brown, not surprisingly. 1928, Gene Tunney beat Tom Heaney by a technical knockout in the 11th round at Yankee Stadium to retain the world heavyweight title. 1948, Babe Ruth was seen by the public for the last time when he attended the New York City premiere of the motion picture The Babe Ruth Story. 1992, Miguel Indurain of Spain won his second straight Tour de France. He was a beast at that event. 1996, American swimmer Amy Van Dyken won the 50-meter freestyle to become Atlanta's first quadruple gold medalist and the first U.S. woman to win four in a single Olympics. 1998, three spectators were killed and six were injured by flying debris from a one-car crash at the U.S. 500 at Michigan Speedway. They were the first fan deaths at a major race in the United States in more than a decade. And in 2004, the Arizona Diamondbacks ended their cricket losing streak of 14 games. Today's quote, we're going to turn this team around 360 degrees. Jason Kidd upon his drafting to the Dallas Mavericks. When he got drafted, that's what Jason Kidd said. There you go. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. And don't forget, on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Happy hours every Wednesday and Friday. So with that being said, let's get to the phone. Let's get to the Zoom. Do we have Pearly zooming in? Is Pearly ready to go? All right. As soon as Pearly chimes in, let me know. Okay? So as soon as Pearly chimes in, we'll get him on. I'll continue to move right now and get up in... to your home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's all about the Zesty Whopper. Saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. Get it flame-grilled with the beef, the crispy chicken, or plant-based. Get it by itself or get it as a combo. Waiting on you at your favorite BK location for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. And if we look at the home court today, we'll see who's making waves locally. Some of the local sports sporting news. Of from our local sporting disciplines. And we got a couple of 12U teams and 16U teams getting ready to go off to Branson, Missouri, to the Babe Ruths, to continue playing in the Babe Ruth tournament. We got fourth in the world, though. Hats off to Young Bahamian, you know, and especially in the game of pool. Young Bahamian Pool Master finishes fourth in the VNEA World Junior Championships. Story by Sheldon Longley. Young DeCary Turnquest from Deadman's Key, Long Island, continues to make a name for himself, not just on his home island or in the Bahamas, but worldwide in the game of pool. Turnquest went up against the world's best juniors in the game of pool over the weekend and finished fourth overall at the 32nd Annual Valley National Eight Ball Association World Junior Championships at the Bayfront Convention Center in Erie, Pennsylvania. Over 300 players from all over the world competed in three age divisions for the right to be crowned junior world champion in their respective brackets. In singles, Turnquest finished with an 8-2 win-loss record in the double elimination tournament, falling in the bronze medal game in the 12-15 age bracket. So hats off to him, and I'm looking to see him continue, man. You know, billiards is a big thing in the States, man. They got the professional billiards tour. You could get on there and actually do some things and make some money, man. It's definitely a good look, man. Hats off to him. Okay, the Bahamas takes down El Salvador at the BJK Cup 20, story by Simba French. The Bahamas senior women's national tennis team is drawn into Pool A of the Billie Jean King Cup America's Group 2 tournament in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, and they're off to a hot start. Playing at the Centro Nacional de Tenis Parque del Este in Santo Domingo, the team took on El Salvador yesterday and came out on top 3-1. The team is vying to be promoted to the America's Group 1 for the 2023 season, and to do so, they will have to finish in the top two in the week-long tournament. So we'll keep an eye on there, but they're off to a good start. All right, Roadmasters makes a donation to autism. And don't forget, you know, they got their big event coming up. So keep on listening out for that. I'm going to have them on, and we'll talk about that even more closer to the event. And this is something I wanted to talk to Purdy about when he chimes in. And listen, we have more than just a world outdoor champion, you know. We have Sean A could be considered maybe the GOAT of the 400 meters. All right? The GOAT of the 400 meters. She's won everything there is to win in that discipline. Okay? So if she wants to go run the 200 meters now and dominate in that, go, girl. I'm not mad at you at all. Even if she goes to the 200 and doesn't get the same amount of success she did at the 400, they will never be able to take what she's achieved at that 400 meter level. And the multiple championships winning on every level from junior to senior. Every stop in between. The GOAT. Speaking of GOATs, maybe not the greatest of all time, but one who definitely resembles one after a hard night. We got Pearly chiming in yet? Earl the Pearl, what's going on? How about that segue? How about that intro? Only your friends, Pearly. Only your friends.
Boy.
You've been running out too much. Your Dodgers giving you too much to talk about lately, man.
Actually, you took one on the team, right?
Y'all lost last night?
Yeah, 4-1.
You know, I was a little under the weather. I was battling off that food poison, man. Oh, God. So, forgive me if I missed that. But I missed a lot yesterday.
I'm going to be a nice guy, right? Because I could have said something that... But because I don't want to mess with my friend, who I love, my sister, I ain't going to say nothing.
Okay, you know what Leo DeRocher said about nice guys, right?
Finish last.
So you may as well get it in. Who's to say she didn't say it about me before you did?
So let me know. You had food poisoning.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying about MJ Huck?
No. Never get poisoned from Huck again. I will tell you, I got it from Conk. I won't tell you where I got it from, the Conk from.
You wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah, I had a little bit, you know, bad Conk salad, man. And I got caught with the perennial stuck between, like, feeling seasick and wanting to throw up.
Yeah.
And fall out. That's where I got caught. But thank God I didn't have the Hershey squirts.
I got you.
All right, now that you've got into all my business, can we continue now?
Yes, please. Let's go right in.
This is definitely the sports section because we deep in the locker room already.
Go on, Isa. Go.
All right, Wilbur. Listen, man. Listen. Shawnee, though, I mean, like I was saying, she's the GOAT. I think we can say that she's the greatest to ever do it at 400 meters when it comes to women.
I mean, that's so wonderful, but that's even come from the greatest school, the greatest 400 meters.
Oh, Jesus, God almighty, man. Oh, God. How did I know that was going to be a shameless plug for SAP?
Shameless. None.
But I don't want people to...
On a very serious note, she has accomplished, and you know what was nice about it, the commentators made reference to it she has accomplished, no woman has ever accomplished. I don't know if there's a man who has accomplished that.
No, I don't think so.
So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, she is the greatest 400 meter runner to ever walk the planet of God's good earth. With female 400 meter, and we could argue greatest 400 meter runner, period.
But I think, listen to me, man.
She challenges Michael Johnson. She challenges Michael Johnson as a
400 meter.
Yes, but
yes.
Accomplish that. Okay.
I mean, listen, she's done it on every level, man.
And what is there for her now to accomplish in the 400 meters other than probably trying to get a world record if that's possible? But that East German world record, I don't know if that guy... It was the East German who got the world record, right? Or was it Flo-Jo?
No, Flo-Jo was 100 and 200, man. She didn't run the 400, man.
Not Flo-Jo. Not Flo-Jo. What the woman there?
You talking about Jackie Joyner Kersee?
Yeah.
I think her record got broken. She was there for a while. She was a beast.
I know, but it was the lady, it was a 400 meter runner. This lady, I think I remember, it might have been 83 world championships from East Germany. Oh my goodness.
Who you mean? Kratachilova?
Is that her name?
Hamilia Kratachilova, I want to think you're talking about, man. I can put it up now. Women's 400 meter record holder.
47.6, Marita Kachanova, February 5th, 19th.
What did I tell you? Did I say Kratachilova or what, bro? Can you give me some props? Can you please give me some props for my sports brilliance, bro? A lot of sports brilliance right here, you know. I done watched a lot of sports, bro. Amelia Kratachilova, she beat Mary Decker Chom, who became Mary Decker Slaney, who went back to Mary Decker when it was all said and done because she had three divorces. She was the heartbreak kid for America. 400 and 800 every time at the U.S. Olympic trials, hamstring injury or some ish, and it didn't happen. Then she made the Olympics and didn't even finish because she got injured and Kratachilova won. There you go.
Yeah.
Google
1985,
it. 47.6. Google it. Yeah. Armina Kratachilova. I knew it, man. And listen,
up to about two seconds off of time.
Let me be honest with you. Kratachilova was like Martina Navratilova before Martina Navratilova.
Yes, but because of her performances at that World Championships, cause for big investigation on doping and track and field.
Yes,
her,
it
not
did.
Just her, but
yep.
Not just her, but
it
others
did.
Well.
And that opened up the whole Eastern Bloc where they discovered between the Russians and the Germans and all of that, the amount of doping that was going on. But
yeah.
listen here, man. Shawnee, check this out. Two-time Olympic champion, all right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
At the 400 meters, all right, in Rio and in Tokyo, all right? She's the reigning world champion, all right? One in Eugene, Oregon, okay? What else? World finals in 2013. She was fourth in the 200 meters. In 2015, she was silver in the 400 meters. 2017, bronze in the 200, fourth in the 400. 2019, silver in the 400. 2022, gold in the 400 in the world finals, in Olympic finals. Gold in Rio 2016. Gold in Tokyo, okay? Eighth in the 200 meter and gold in the 400 meters in Tokyo. Personal best. I mean, she's got a multitude of them. She's won on every level. She's got Olympic Games championships, two of them, 2016, 2020. World championships, 2022, got the gold. Got two silvers from 15 in Beijing, 19 in Doha. Bronze, 2017 in London. World indoor championships, 2022 in Belgrade, 2014, third, a bronze. World athletic relays, gold, 2017 in Nassau. Diamond League. 2017, gold. 2017, gold. 200, 400. 2018, gold. 200 meters. 2019, gold. 200 meters. Commonwealth Games, 2018, gold. 200 meters. World Junior Championships, gold in 2010. Gold in 2011. Man, I haven't read the rest. That's the damn GOAT right there, Earl.
That's the GOAT. That's the GOAT.
That's the GOAT. Like, period. That's the GOAT. Like, we have our version of Michael Jordan right here in the 242, and it's Sean A, boy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And nobody can claim that nobody has accomplished what she's accomplished, so I ain't going to hear nobody else's mouth.
I can say it like that. She don't play around, but you really know what I want to say if you know me, right, Pearly?
Yep, I know you very well. And the letters are very much further from P.
Oh, God. See, that's the kind of stuff that I like. Now, see, when I go to Jokers tonight, right, and they want to talk, fool, I be like, shut up about LeBron. Shut up about Jordan. Let's talk about the GOAT, Sean A. And then I can remind them that none of the athletes ever did what she did. And dope free, dope free.
Exactly.
No scandal, you know, nothing.
You know, I just wanted to point one thing out to you, right? You just can't go one show without mentioning that fella's name, right? Anyway, carry on.
You can't go one show without reminding me that I do that. So if I'm accused of man like her, you're just as guilty for reminding me. So we're both in the boat together, my brother.
It upsets me. It just gets me upset, you know? I'd rather talk about the Dodgers or the Yankees.
Hey, listen, man. It's kind of like Larry Bird. When he's gone, I won't be able to talk about him either way no more. And it'll just fade away. We'll find something to go at.
Okay. I got you.
If the Dodgers weren't winning, you wouldn't care who I talked about.
No. I would be cussing them.
If they were slumping, you wouldn't really care.
No. I see one thing I don't run away from is when my team is winning, I will brag. When they're losing, I will talk about it.
All right. But
I only make noise when we win. No, I can talk about the team and find, you know, hope we can be there and there and here and there.
Well, you know, we got the potential of another GOAT too, you know, Earl. Got a little youngster go off out of Long Island. Dakari Turnquest came fourth in the World Billiard Championships for juniors. Not World Billiard Championships, sorry. I get the correct thing. I say World Championships because we were talking about Sean A. But he won the VNEA World Junior Championships. All right? And that's the Valley National Eight Ball Association World Junior Championships. He won it over there in Erie, Pennsylvania.
We got some good pool shooters in this country, you know.
Yeah, but in Long Island, killing it. But they could shoot pool in Long Island, but
I ain't Earl.
Sad news, Nato, Earl. On another note, Jazz out for another 6 weeks.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that. They put him on the IR for 60 days, but that means he doesn't come back until the end of August, and which really means the middle of September. So I don't see Josh. They're right there in the wild card hunt. They only like three or four games behind the third wild card spot. So unless they're in that hunt, him coming back, I don't see them bringing him back.
You know something that I noticed too, Earl, that I wanted to mention to you about this? Something is wrong in the locker room of the Florida Marlins. And I'll tell you why.
Miami Marlins.
Well, listen to me. You know I went to college over there. When I went over there, it is Florida. Now they became Miami. Them dudes, them fish from Miami that don't stink as much as the Dolphins. Yeah, you saw what I did there. Now, listen, here's the deal, though.
I see.
Apparently, Lord bless the dead, you know Miami had an awesome pitcher, Jose Fernandez. I know you used to rave about Jose before he passed because you even know the brilliance that was with that young man. But apparently prior to his death, the whole season and a half before, similar to Jazz, he makes the arrival. He's a fun guy in the locker room. People start gravitating to him. He's pitching his butt off, and the locker room turns on him. The same way that they're doing with Jazz, they did to Fernandez before. I'm sorry.
This is history repeating
itself in Florida. So I'm thinking there's somebody in management or upper management that has something against like having fun, like being flamboyant and being.
That's a baseball thing because I remember Yasiel Puig was the same way in LA and they turned on him. See, these hit town Midwest fellas who grew up playing baseball, grew up together there.
Did you say Hicktown? Because I could say it. Hicktown, backwater. Hicktown, go ahead, say it.
So they go there to take a couple of swings and they strike out, hit a home run. They might do a little fist pump, but then you get people coming jazzed and not just jazzed, but, you know, T.J. Fernandez, others, a lot of other players coming. They're cutting their hair, they're having fun. And so Jazz coming, having a lot of fun. People now, they would interview the Big Tech Cornhusker because now they're getting to this very dark, smooth, dark-skinned brother. And they're giving him all the light. He's becoming, oh, no, this ain't waking up. This can happen. So the people in the locker room just get upset about it. They got nothing to do with management, you know, because management like him and they know what they're doing. He's filling the seats. In the interview, they said it. He's filling the seats. They come in to see Josh Chisholm play baseball for the Miami Marlins. They increase their attendance by must be 200 from the average 243,000 or something like that, extra seats to sold or something every season for Josh Chisholm, no man. So it's more jealousy on the player's part because baseball is perceived to be the big white boy sport or the Latino player coming in. Now you got these behemoth dudes, these black Americans, because that kid who playing shortstop for Seattle, is it Cleveland? The 19-year-old, the shortstop is off the chain. So you got these young kids who playing, who exciting, who doing something different, and fellas, them boring fellas, the Mike Trout type fellas just don't like that.
They don't. They're very bland, and that, you know, baseball is a fun game. Now you're supposed to have fun.
It's a hard game, but it's a fun. I love it. I just love baseball.
And speaking of the love of baseball, Earl, you gotta help me, man. Now, listen, you know I don't watch the Cubs too tough, but
I
saw a highlight, and you know me, I got a thing for big first baseman. You know what I mean, Sancho? That's a big boy first baseman right there. You know what I'm saying? So I like to see the big guys hustling and hitting the ball, and you know, gloving it, a la Tony Gwynn and a couple others. They got this guy for the Cubs, real chub rock player, boy, but he could hit the ball and he get on them bases and he be hauling butt for a big boy. Trying to figure out who this guy is.
I don't follow the Cubs.
I'm trying to figure. I couldn't even get a name or nothing, but I was just so taken. I was like, look at that big boy right there. Look at that big boy first baseman. There you go. That's how you do it. And I'm really trying to figure out who it is.
Cubs.
I saw him. Yeah.
Revis?
It might be Revis, but the pictures I see in a Revis, he looked real small, man. He's
5'11". He's 5'11", 190 pounds. Bat left, throw left.
That might be him, dude. That might be him. He, man, listen here. He was rolling around them bases, boy. He reminded me of Jerome Bettis.
When was this?
I saw the highlight yesterday on Instagram. Somebody sent it to me on the gram. I got to try to find it. I'll get to the bottom of it as to who it is by the next show. But this kid, I mean, he hits the ball well, too. Real big-time bat.
It might be Revis.
It might be Revis. It could be him. Like I said, and the pictures that I'm seeing right now don't do him justice as to how big he is right now. Well, Pearly,
those highlights, they old highlights because I don't remember him having.
Yeah, well, we got to get to the first break right now, so don't hurt your head on that. But get to the first break on the flip side of the break, where you know your favorite segment of the show, who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyro.
I guess I'm going to tell you who I see in.
I tell you who I saw out, okay? Local boxing. We'll talk about that on the flip side of the break. Right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
Joe!
yard. Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, who's this?
The T.O.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
I have a trivia question for you. Can you tell me the name of the baseball player that has the racket? He knocking to four double plays, and that's a racket. Do you know the name?
Are you talking about four double plays in one game?
In one game, yeah. That's a record. But who did that?
Four double plays in one game.
Uh-huh.
Hold on a second.
You're going to Google it.
I'm Googling it. It had to be Joe Torre, man.
Yeah, Joe Torre. Yeah, you're good.
And either is when he played with the Mets. I think it was against the Astros, man. He was playing for the Mets.
1975.
How about that?
Yeah.
Joe Torre, man. Yeah, Joe Torre.
Right there, and he won the batting title.
All right.
71.
I got one for you. Tell me the only man or only player to win three batting titles in three different decades.
Why? You have to tell me because
the great,
I can't think about it right now.
The great George Brett, Kansas City Royals, 1976, 1980, and 1990.
1990. Okay. Yeah. But I have all those things, and you know, I have a lot of books.
That's good stuff, man. You need to chime in more, man.
Yeah.
Especially with baseball, man. You hit me with a trivia every now and again, man.
Yeah, okay.
All right, my brother?
All right.
All right, thanks for chiming in, man. Appreciate you. Yeah, Pearly, Joe Torre, four double plays in one game. And Torrey was pretty bad when he played for the Cardinals, too.
Yeah, and that was the Astros he did every game, too.
Yeah, Astros. Hey, you know they must have given him the business in the locker room, but you know how many runs you left on base? You know how many ducks you left in the pond for a double play? Man, me and him was capped out.
I can imagine him coaching somebody and the fella in the double play, and he said, hold on, aren't you the one who said it all in double plays in your day?
Yep. I telling you. And you know, the funny thing about it is, up until that point, I think it was Felix Millian who had like...
Yeah.
You know?
He raised the Felix Millian record.
Yeah.
I
think he might have had a couple of... He had like three double plays or two double plays in a game. Like, it was up there. He broke that. And on top of that, they said that Torrey erased him because Felix got on four times with two singles a walk. Or three singles and a walk. And Torrey brought him home, like brought him back to the bench every time. So he couldn't even get past. Couldn't get to second base. Couldn't get past second base. Torrey ate him up every time. So let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is the one and only Yankee.
Hey, what's going on, big Yankee? What's happening?
Listen, I see we are 56 and 31. Is that correct?
Yeah, but we've been doing fool. I tell you, July need to hurry up and end. We know he's practiced hee-haw in July.
Yeah, well, I want us to pass the record with Joe Torrey as the manager. Remember, I think it was in 98 or 99 that we went 112 and 50 losses and 112 wins.
I think that was 98.
Yes, I'm most certain it was 98.
That was the year Jeter made that awesome play in the playoffs against the A's to get us through.
Right. Our request for four people is at the hands of those Diamondback. I'll always remember Randy Johnson and Schilling. That was a real duel.
Listen,
it was a seven game.
We should have never lost that stinking series against the Diamondbacks. We could have beat them, bro. I don't like talking about that one.
But you know, sometimes some things ain't gonna drop your way. It was a bloop single of a Barrera, and I really felt that, oh man, I was praying that Jeter could have gotten out quick enough to snap that, because that would have made the trade out.
Yeah, that was a good season, the 114 and 48 in 98.
Yeah, awesome. But I would like us to surpass that if possible, or at least equal it.
Remember,
the record was the Cleveland Indians, right?
Yeah, but I can be honest with you, man. Back in the day, we used to have some big horses. You know what I mean? I remember one big horse by the name of Andy Pettit. We could have put out there and he had to eat innings for days.
Yeah. And like I said, our pitching is rolling up so far. I honestly feel that we could surpass that 98 record. I really feel so. I'm optimistic that we can do that.
Awesome. But I got to...
Yeah.
I think
I know you got some other people.
I got some other people, but chime in tomorrow, man. Yankees, don't be no stranger, all right?
I'll give you a buzz another day. You take care.
All right. Hey, Earl, check out this text, man. Hey, Naughty and Earl LaPerle. I'm a Bahamian visiting Boston. The Red Sox are playing Cleveland tonight, and I will be there at the world-famous Fenway Park. You guys keep up the good work. Super. You enjoy the game. Super. And in the seventh inning, you go get a nice big cold Budweiser and you drink that for me and Pearly. When they do the seventh inning stretch and everybody sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, you bib that right there and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game and then end it with 2-4-2 to the world and all in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's there having a good time because this is a clutch weekend for this day because Boston fighting with Cleveland for that third spot. So this is a very interesting week, four-game series with them.
How about this one off the text lines, Pearly? Jazz is a little cocky. A few weeks ago, he made a statement that he feels he could lead the team. If I was on the team, I wouldn't like that either. In comparison... All right, let me reread it. Jazz is a little cocky. A few weeks ago, he made a statement that he feels he could lead the team. If I was on the team, I wouldn't like that either. In comparison, Buddy is also talented, but he didn't show up and start saying how great he is. His attitude is, I'm new. Despite my talent, I want to learn. That attitude manifests in a whole different way. People in general don't like showboaters. Jazz needs an even-tempered mentor because he needs team support. All right. I got a couple of issues right here. First and foremost, Don't you want one of the best players on your team to step up and show the testicular fortitude to say, hey, put the pressure on my shoulders. I could lead this team. You all follow me. Let's go. Don't the great ones do that, Earl the Pearl?
Everywhere I know, everywhere I go. You see, and the thing about it is, if Jazz was the type player that was coming there and they're showboating and stuff and not doing what he's supposed to do, but Jazz is a hard-working fellow. He's leading by example. So because the ESPN, Yahoo Sports, Bleacher Report, all these people recognize the leadership that he's displaying, and they must, because he said that, he said that because there's what is being said about him out there.
Listen, you got teams right now willing. Listen, you got teams right now, your Dodgers, my Yankees, the Red Sox, a couple others willing to trade for Josh right now because they know he can lead a team.
Listen, the Dodgers right now, I ain't sure we can have trade Turner next year. Trey Turner may be a Yankee for a Met, for all I know, next year. So the bottom line is, Gavin Lux is coming around. I don't have a problem losing because Gavin Lux moved to short. We need a second baseman. Hey.
And now you want to talk, and then the Texas brothers go to talk about Buddy. Buddy is also talented, but he didn't show up and start saying how great he is. And listen, I think Buddy is talented. I love Buddy. Me and Buddy have no beef. But maybe Buddy should have showed up that way. Then he wouldn't have been traded midway through his rookie season from New Orleans to Sacramento. And then maybe he wouldn't have been traded from Sacramento to Indiana. Maybe he should have had that, give me the damn ball, let me lead you, let me get a little Freeport junglist on you and show you what time it is, and he wouldn't be traded. But hey, I don't have a problem with him, because guess what? They want to trade him again, and he might end up in the Lakers, and then that way I might have to end myself in post-Laker exile. Never know. But the attitude manifests in a whole different way. Buddy is also talented, but he didn't show up and start saying how great he is. His attitude is, I'm new, despite my talent, I want to learn. That attitude manifests in a whole different way. People in general don't like showboaters. Jazz needs an even-tempered mentor because he needs team support. I don't know, but nobody loves showboaters. I could list off plenty Hall of Fame showboaters that people love, but anyway, I leave that alone.
Pete Rose, let me ask
Michael
Irvin. Is there anybody on the team? Is there anybody on the team producing more than Jazz and doing more than Jazz? Anybody on the team filling seats like Jazz? Anybody on the team selling shirts like Jazz?
Well, hold on. Jazz, you know, that's one thing. Jazz putting bungies in the seats. As long as Jazz putting bungies in the seats, management gonna love Jazz. But at end of the day, you want the whole team to actually buy in and be successful. And at the end of the day, you got some dudes in there in that Miami organization. They've been dragging weight for years. They've been teething money for years. And when I say teething money, you know what I mean. You're getting paid this big contract, and you ain't doing ish with it. Exactly. Okay, so let's have a look. Batten. You have... Let me get the average so I know exactly what we meant. Batten average. Here we go. You got... Stallings is wait. Let me get these proper stats that I could read easy. Ah, here you go. Let's just look at the batting stats of the Marlins, okay? Jazz leads the team with 14 home runs, followed by George Soler 13, Jesus Aguilar 11, and Sanchez with 11. Okay. Now, he's number one in that category. And if you look at hitting. Home runs is Jazz. But let me get the rest of it. Average, he's up there. RBIs, he's up there. So he definitely has a right to talk in that locker room.
Okay.
He has a right to speak in that locker room, all right?
See, for too long, baseball, face of baseball, and these things has been the Mr. Mike Trout.
Right.
And the Clayton Kershaws. And the name in Philadelphia, who from the Nationals went to Philadelphia, Bryce Harper.
Listen, Jazz is hitting 250.
All I'm saying is for too long the face of baseball has been these. Lily, I'm trying to be polite on radio.
White faces, white American, middle America baseball players.
Now you're having Yasiel Puig started it. And they didn't. It was. I think it was a little early. But you're having fellas getting excited, having fun. They're wearing the hats. They're wearing the they're going to the real bar ride in the dugout after home run. They're having one team wearing a football helmet. So they have they're starting to have fun, and because they're doing this, that team just ain't ready for it.
Check this out. Jazz is leading the team in home runs, 14, RBI 45. He's second in stolen bases, 12, and he's maybe fifth or sixth in average. But I mean, considering he's the second baseman,
he's been out for 3 weeks.
Listen.
I'm still in up there.
Dexter, I appreciate you chiming back in, all right? Yeah, you understand management wants him. He needs his teammates. His teammates also need him. Let's be honest. That Marlins organization sucks. They're not the greatest team on paper right now. So they can't really be turning their nose up at an all-star second baseman. And, yeah, I know you're not saying...
If he's the big gun and all that stuff, what happens? Let me start pitching around him and we get out my boy behind him. So my boy behind him now gets the opportunity to see better pitches. But isn't Jazz helping him?
Anyway, Stan is on the injured list. I got other things to talk about outside of Jazz. Jazz is going to be a face in the Florida Marlins organization for years. And if he gets traded, he's going to be a face in Major League Baseball for years. People need to just get used to Jazz. Yeah, I get the point. You got to get along with your teammates, but your teammates need to look at it and say, look, when you got a player that walks in the locker room with the it factor, accept the fact he's got the it factor, jump on board, and let's ride this to a championship. Let me tell you something. I noticed it last year, and I'm gonna make an example of this. I was no fan of the draft of Micah Parsons by the Dallas Cowboys. Earl will tell you. When draft day, I was pissed off. I wanted Patrick Surtain Jr. By the end of training camp, what I tell Pearlie, I could live with Micah. Didn't I tell you that? I said, but I like Micah. Micah done won me over. Micah went into a bromance, for sure. Now Micah gone in the locker room, okay? And as a rookie, led by example, and the players looked and said, you know what? This kid has got it. And they rode Micah, correct? 13 and a half sacks as a rookie. So that's what the Marlins need to do. Embrace the fact they got a young warrior, a young dog, a young alpha male in Jazz Chisholm, and let him lead the way. But either get with it or get gone.
I'm interested in right now, I want to digress a second, if I may. Yankees starting to break down now.
Yeah, but it looked like the piston and the gearbox falling out a little bit. Boy, I ain't gonna lie. We almost look as shabby as the Dodgers.
But then guess what? You may have a better record than us because you got a full team. We got seven to eight key players out.
Earl, you my boy, but injuries are part of the game, buddy. Injuries are part of the game.
That's what I'm trying to say. I hear a lot of people cuss Dave Roberts, but I think Dave Roberts is doing a phenomenal job of coaching considering the injuries he's had to deal with. Ace out, Walker out. Your number one setup man out. Your number two setup man out. No, man. He's been doing a phenomenal job to coach in that Dodgers team.
Earl, you only two games behind my Yankees, man. The Dodgers only two games behind the Yankees. Good stuff, buddy.
I've been telling you all that. When Peter was bragging, I think he's gone quiet now.
I'm glad you're all on in our division, but I'll tell you, boy, I'm glad Toronto, Tampa Bay, Boston, and Baltimore are 12 and a half, 13 and a half, 17, and 17 and a half back. We going to the playoffs, baby.
Same thing in the National League.
That's what I'm saying. Dude. You could beat up on more if you want. Me and you say we almost halfway there that we need to be, Pearlie. For that Yankee Dodger World Series.
They like the Mets, 2 out of 10 games. You must see a 12-game lead. Then we get run right down.
Hey, but you know what, though? Watch out for the Milwaukee Brewers. They're starting to get a little warm at the right time, you know. And if them bats come alive, they might do some damage. My God, what y'all do to San Diego, Pearlie? Last couple of weeks ago, San Diego was right there.
The Brewers ain't playing no great. They're 5-5 in the last 10 games, but they just lose last night. The Brewers ain't doing nothing
wrong. No, they picking up in that division. I'm telling you, they might win that division, and by the time they get to the playoffs, be pesky. But listen, man, y'all did good. Y'all was only two games above.
They 2 games up on the Cardinals. The Cardinals don't rail them, especially if the Cardinals pull off this trade. Go ahead.
But look, yeah, y'all was up by 2 games over San Diego. Right, look now, y'all a robust 11 and a half gone, Pearlie. Y'all trying to count like the Yankees, eh?
We
Dave Roberts said we want to catch the Yankees.
Let's go to the break, man. You and Dave Roberts need to take up a chill pill. You ain't catching no Yankees. Let's go to the break. That's enough. Stop that foolishness now.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy? Who this is? Tamika? You don't even remember my name?
Wildred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, let me get a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding that under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year!
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust.
It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
With fine style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Massey United is now CG United, a member of the Carlyle Group, a leading regional insurance provider. At CG United, our dedication to our clients and commitment to providing quality products and services will continue to be at the center of everything we do. Two regional insurance companies have now combined experience and financial strength to serve you with the same people-first mission which we have had for generations. CG United remains committed to you, our clients and partners.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, down the home stretch. Become 5:55 p.m. is the time. And real quick, let me get you my picks for the night. And then, Earl, remember you said you had something for who's in and who's out? I want you to share that with me because you had the in and I had the out. So we got to wrap on that, okay?
That dude going to the Bucks. The Bucks just got better.
Who?
Started from Atlanta.
Which Julio one?
Is now a Buck.
Who is a Buck?
Julio Jones joins the Bucks.
Oh, Julio Jones signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Correcto mundo.
Oh God, Brady's gonna try to get another one, a Super Bowl ring.
Uh-huh.
Cause Julio in halfway decent shape with Mike Evans and the other little receiver they got there, who was injured last year.
Yep.
Godwin,
yep.
Boy, Julio is going to eat plenty. All them Gronkowski balls he can catch, watch. Everything that Gronkowski used to catch over the middle and underneath, watch. Julio can catch all of them.
And then they looked at the 49ers and Debo about to come to an agreement, so it's like that
marriage may continue. All right, that's good. Yeah. Well, as far as who's out, Earl, they had a promotion last night, at the Junkanoo Club, and they had two local comedians go at it, Vocab, a.k.a. the Daddy-O, against King Cloud. And I ain't gonna lie to you, boy, look here, Daddy-O beat the bejesus out of King Cloud. I had to call and make sure Cloud was all right, but I mean, these were some haymakers thrown. He was completely out at the end.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. Why didn't tell me about it, man?
And you never know. We might have to get in the ring with a couple of people, too. In the future, we might have to figure it out. You know what I mean? Because my phone done rang a couple of times. I had to tell him, man, look here. I need to pick my opponent because a couple of people I want beat up on. You know what I mean? Don't make this for charity. Make this count.
I got you.
I have you in the corner. You and Kato in the corner, man. And meet you in the corner like you know, like Rocky. You could be like my... like my Mickey. Come on, Rock. You're going to get your chicken. You're going to crap thunder and spit lightning. Yeah.
Cut him.
You can do it, Rock. You remember that? Hey, cut me, Mick. I can't see. Cut me, Mick. I can't see. That was one of my favorite moments in a motion picture when the cut man cut his eye and the blood came out. And he's like, I can see now, Mick. Let's go. Adrian. And then he beat the hell out of Apollo Creed.
Yep.
Listen, I don't know, but listen to me. If I look at Boxing Invaders, them movies, they had to be movies, because if Rocky took that amount of punishment in today's boxing, he'd have been dead. I hate to say it, but...
anybody take that kind of punishment would be dead. I said, I don't think it would have been a movie. Even watching a movie, I was cringing.
And when it comes to movies, the all-time cut-skin taker and come out smelling like a rose at the end, Bruce Willis.
Yeah, yippee-ki-yay,
oh, my. Boy, Bruce used to fall through from 18 stories up, bounce off a canopy, land in the car, and everybody was fine.
Yippee-ki-yay. Anyway, you know what he used to say.
Huh? Yeah. I can't repeat it.
But I was trying not to.
I can't repeat it. Can't do it. But anyway... so anyway, I hope, you know, King Cloud, I hope you're feeling better off that knockout. Real talk. And I look up at the clock there, Purdy. It's about that time, so let me hit him with the picks real quick. Brought to you by the Island Game. We got a couple of baseball games tonight. Couple jump out, all right? There's one in particular. I like the Braves and the Phillies tonight, man. And I like the Braves to beat the Phillies. All right?
Okay. I like that.
I like the Guardians to beat the Red Sox tonight. Because the Guardians are heating up. I also like the Chicago White Sox to beat the Colorado Rockies tonight. And last but not least, I'm going to take my New York Yankees against the New York Mets in the Battle of New York in the Subway Series. That's my four ball. That's my pro picks. My four pro picks, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game and Percy's Pension Plan.
Hey, can I do that and tell the people? Don't follow you tonight. Don't follow you tonight.
I'm telling you. Which one you don't like?
Sorry.
Which one you don't like tonight?
I think the Red Sox can beat the Guardians because the Red Sox have been embarrassed over the weekend. Some 60-something to 13 in runs. They've been embarrassed.
I get that point, Earl, but I'm working with Kenny Miller, big-time, you know, feature comedian and big-time Cleveland Guardian fan. You know what I mean?
I think
he might have got to me. I think he might have talked me into it. You know what I mean?
And my next thing is, I think you're gonna miss time tonight.
Yeah, he's on the IR, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes, all right?
He's going for the season. Achilles is going for the season.
All right. Well, thank you all, everybody, for chiming in today, man, in the first hour and the second hour. And for Earl the Pearl, as always, man, this your boy Naughty. For my producer, Chris, we up out of here. It is that time. We got to run. We'll see you tomorrow for another full episode of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And get the fusion and get your tickets. Laugh Fest tickets flying fast. Don't talk about it. Be about it. We'll see you tomorrow.